and security topics, and the stage is to our regular visitors from Berlin, Germany.
All right. Mic is on. Welcome. Thanks for the full room. We're looking forward. Hope we'll bring you some entertaining little things. We are part of the Heinlein Group, and we'll show you some of our things that we are. The talk is going to be about lessons learned and some interesting tools. I think we'll do the intro just after of us. Part of Heinlein Group, we had a talk from Pascal earlier, who also introduced already. So we have a couple of different compartments here, and we are part of the Heinlein itself, and they're the IT Beratung. Beratung means consulting. So that's us. And we also have a couple of other things, services from various, from academy through Open Talk, which I think is holding a talk somewhere else. Definitely Open Cloud. We're really eagerly waiting as well for it to...
was released.
As Cecil nicely asked. As well as, Mailbox, email provider, also part of the thing. And I would say... do pass by, have a look, especially now. And here we are, finally, at our talk. So we've been doing mail at Heinlein. I've been there since 2019. Linux I'm doing since the end of the 90s. And we are putting large-scale or various kind of email infrastructures out there. We would like to share something. So maybe you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi. I'm Carsten. I'm doing nearly the same, 2 years longer at Heinlein, I would say. So the infrastructures were small sometimes, sometimes big. So and they are growing more and more. So we have some pictures from the old times, at least one. Let's see.
So JMAP. Yay! We are looking forward. But in our day-to-day, it's not there yet. We're looking forward for the 1.0 this year, soon. And a lot of things are bound to that. So maybe next year, I hope this year. That would be JMAP. And that's where it all started. We had our critical infrastructure below our desk, and that's what the mail admins were taking care of. It was all, in your own control. But times have changed. So,
this was one of my first experiences as a consulting. So, an appointment out of the house, a call from a customer. Okay, here's this email. Server under his desk, and it's not booting anymore. So I've grabbed the car and was driving to this customer to fix his email server. More or less, since then we have done a little bit more for high availability and But still, we still have infrastructures where we completely redesign everything. And still, we have POP3 mailboxes or software or customers who use POP3, and it's sometimes only POP3. It's completely fine because for an ISP, they sometimes have customers which have a contract over 20, 25 years. And now when they know, say, okay, we want to drop POP3 as a support, they will all call the company and saying, hey, what's going on, what to do now, and they maybe see that also the prices are better at other companies currently. The other is about old software. You all know this SMTP is a transactional real-time protocol for exchanging data. Yeah, it's